It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Seeking a delay in one legal case and out of time in another, that is the situation for Donald Trump, who heads back to court today. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Schuck.
And good morning. Indeed, the clock ticking here ever since last month's civil decision ordering this $454 million fraud judgment. The Trump Organization has been scrambling to find a way to come up either with the cash or a bond because they want to appeal. So Trump's son, Eric, by the way, is a co-defendant. He spoke about all this on Fox News on Sunday.
The banks all testified Trump was the greatest borrower we've ever had. I mean, there was no victim. This is a crooked system with a crooked attorney general in a crooked court that literally wants to put my father out of business. And you know who they're actually going to hurt? They're going to hurt the thousands and thousands of employees that we have in New York State.
So today is indeed the first day the attorney general, Tish James, can begin the process of seeking out Trump's property and seizing it in New York, anywhere in New York State, frankly, not just the city, in order to satisfy the judgment. Of course, this will impact the presidential race if that plays out this way, and certainly the future of the Trump Organization as well. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Well, the former president in court in Lower Manhattan today in a criminal case. This is the Stormy Daniels hush money trial, which has already been pushed back 30 days to give the Trump team time to review evidence they recently received. Today, they're expected to ask for an even further delay. Deadly shootings over the weekend in East Harlem and East Flatbush.
My sister called because she just left out. And then she was like, somebody got shot, a girl and a boy. So me and my mom ran downstairs because my brother friend had just left. So then we came and we saw everybody downstairs.
A neighbor who spoke to reporters after hearing shots fired on Lexington Avenue between 127th and 128th Streets. That was just before 7:30 last night. 18-year-old Ashley Ballard and 25-year-old Harry Mendoza both pronounced dead. It's unclear if they knew each other, but it appears they were targeted. The suspect took off and is yet to be caught. In Brooklyn, a 17-year-old was fatally shot at the intersection of Church Avenue and East 37th Street in East Flatbush. That was just before 8 Sunday night. He's been identified as Brian Enriquez, who lived about a mile away. The circumstances of that shooting also not clear. Police on Long Island investigating the shooting of a 13-year-old in the front yard of a home in Brentwood. That happened around 6:45 Saturday evening on Pheasant Circle. The kid should be okay, but so far no word what led to the shooting and no arrests. Using AI to help prevent gun violence in the subway? Maybe.
In a bid to enhance subway safety, the NYPD is exploring the integration of artificial intelligence to its current camera systems, potentially alerting authorities to gun activity underground.
As of now, because of all the news and everything, not too comfortable. If I can avoid it, I definitely will take Uber or I'll try to walk, depending on the time.
For passengers like Cindy, any measure enhancing safety is met with approval in the face of ongoing concerns.
I think a lot better. At least, you know, it'll be one measure up from what we have right now, I guess.
The system will use third-party software to spot firearms before they are discharged. Although it can't detect weapons in bags, this innovation can swiftly notify authorities upon detection. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Well, this could be it. The week they take the final vote on congestion pricing tolls, the MTA board to meet Wednesday, but so far no word on the exact agenda. Plan is to charge $15 for passenger cars to enter Manhattan south of 60th between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Trucks would pay more. The vast majority of the license plate readers are already in place in the public comment period that closed March 11th. The MTA says the new toll would raise $1 billion annually for subway, bus and commuter rail projects. The final vote would clear the way for it all to start mid-June. There's a measles alert in Nassau County.
Measles is highly contagious for those who are not vaccinated, and the health department says a child under the age of 5 may have exposed others in the waiting room and treatment area of Cohen Children's Medical Center on Wednesday evening around 6:45 to Thursday afternoon around 3:30. Stony Brook Medicine's Dr. Andrew Handel says you can get very sick.
And they have a high rate of developing pneumonias or brain infections and other complications that can become deadly.
The hospital spokesperson says they are working closely with health officials and the child is currently in stable condition. Along with the skin rash, the symptoms of measles include fever, runny nose, sore throat, and inflamed eyes. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
A rally Sunday against plans to close Mount Sinai Beth Israel.
The community here in the Lower East Side are very worried. Councilmember Carlina Rivera.
We are very, very tired of services being eliminated and being moved uptown into the west side.
People here at this rally outside Mount Sinai Beth Israel Hospital hope that they can stop this planned closure. Congressman Jerry Nadler.
The closing of Mount Sinai Beth Israel would be devastating for the whole area.
Assemblymember Harvey Epstein says the hospital's closure has been stopped by the state health department until it makes a decision on its future.
So we are relying on our community, our state government, to not allow this closure to happen.
And that's our Darius Radzius in Gramercy Park. Remember that decommissioned Staten Island ferry boat that Pete Davidson and Colin Jost purchased with plans to turn it into a nightclub?
Pete and I bought this boat, and then, like, there's so many immediate decisions you have to make. And one of them is like, well, you have to create a financial entity to deal with this boat. And so we're on a call, and I'm just like, all right, well, how about Titanic 2? You know, and so, and everyone on the call, like, oh, that's great. Let's do that.
Yeah, that was Jost on Seth Meyers last fall. Well, now comes word that the project is taking shape. In an interview with Curbed, architect Ray Castellano confirmed that renovations will begin soon and that the ferry will include hotel rooms, an outdoor event space, 2 restaurants, and 6 bars. He also revealed that there are tentative plans to tow the barge back and forth between New York and Miami. Mayor Adams was supposed to head to Texas over the weekend to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in both Brownsville and McAllen, Texas. That was canceled after the State Department warned of security concerns over a planned stop in Mexico as well. He had been invited by the head of Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande. In a statement, a City Hall spokesperson said the mayor hopes to continue partnering with nationally recognized Latino leaders and organizations as they look for concrete solutions to resolve the crisis at the border.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.